Whenever you're in trouble, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol will be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem, Round Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol will be there on the double. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol will be there on the double. No job's too big, no pup's too small, Paw Patrol, we're on a roll. So here we go, Paw Patrol, ooh-oh-oh, Paw Patrol, ooh-oh-oh, Paw Patrol.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It is your host, you guessed it, Lazy Tail, bringing you guys another awesome podcast episode, or Anthony, whichever one you want to call me. A lot has happened in a month, and well, I got to get into it, so let's go ahead and dive on in. So first things first, I am now going soon to be a published author. a long time dream has officially started to come true. So I won't be able to, I'm going to try to balance the podcast because I changed the schedule in accordance with my writing hobby and in accordance with everything going on. So it's going to stay like it originally once was, a once a month show. So it allows me to balance the show, the podcast show, with my hobby life, work life, etc. But I did reach out to Mango Publishing regarding a novel that I wrote a couple years ago called One Way Forward. It was about an incident that occurred to me. It was a fiction novel about an incident that occurred to me a long time ago. And, well, I've been trying to get that published for ages now. And, well, let me just say, it's finally on somebody's editing table. It went past the agent, which it normally does not go past the agent. It normally doesn't. I'm going to drink some water real quick. Forgive me, I have a cold, so... Okay, anyway, so it doesn't normally go past the agent, and when it went past the agent a couple days ago, I got really, really, really excited, because now it's on somebody's editing table. It's not just a rejection. I received at least 30 rejections prior to it going past the agent, basically. Well, now that it's past the agent, it's now sitting on an editor's editing table. So I'm waiting to hear back from the editor here in about a month to receive my advancement, which it's looking pretty good. An advancement isn't hundreds of dollars. This is an indie publisher, so they work just like a traditional publisher. If it goes past the editors and it goes into editing stage, I will receive an advancement payout, which could probably be, I'm not expecting a crazy amount, so I'm thinking maybe anywhere between $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000, somewhere between that line. I'm not expecting it because it's an indie publisher. You know, you got to think real here. Indie publishers, yeah, they do the traditional publishing work, but they're more so for authors that do not have writing credentials. People like me. I mean, who the hell wants to spend 8 years in college for a writing credential just to get published by a traditional publisher and you not sell? I would rather be published by an indie publisher anyway, because with the way things happened to me in high school, I do not wish to go to college. I can't even bear to think about going to college. after my past experience in high school. Like, that's just not something that I'm pursuing about doing. But, it's just, you know, it's a way for me to stay on the safer side of things. I can't bear the thought of even going back to school because of my high school experience, the past experience I went through in high school. It's just, I'm sorry. It's to those of the people that were involved that are listening that are really wanting me to, quote, go to college now. Well, I hate to burst your bubble. I'm not doing it because of what you did me. So, it's to protect myself. All right. It's to keep myself out of trouble. It's to protect myself. And I'm gonna do anything possible to protect myself, you know, and to protect my rights as a citizen. So, you know, I choose to stay home and pursue a dream, partially, versus spending 8 years of hell and it goes south. So I'm not taking any of those chances. But I really don't think it's gonna go south, considering my fame on TikTok. A lot of people on my TikTok page are really interested in my novel, so I feel that it will probably go well, especially with all 11,800 plus followers interested in my novel and my novel series that I'm currently working on called 2105. It's basically a furry sci-fi fiction novel series. It consists of 10 books. Of course, I'm not going to give them away, but I know the first one I'm working on is called Benediction, and that one's due to be set out for publishing, I'm hoping June or July. I'm not 100% certain. I'm hoping to get it done within 6 months. So, with the way things are looking, it's probably going to get done in 6 months, because I'm already on chapter 11 now, finishing up chapter 11, working on chapter 12. So I'm probably going to be done. I have a gut feeling I'll be done in 6 months if I continue the track that I'm continuing it on. It's supposed to be at least 42 to 45 chapters. If it still has that wiggle room, I'll probably add some more chapters. But I got to watch where I'm going because I have a page marked for a couple. I have a thin stack of pages marked up for character bios, information on characters, information on, like, Soliana, which is the first setting of the first novel. It's going to be a very, very, very informative back page. I'm going to have a couple back pages set up for information on the series. It's going to be like that on every book because I want... the first book's going to be a little different because, of course, you got to get to know the characters, main characters, side characters. The books coming after its predecessor will be just the side character, information on side characters, information on the dimension in which our furry friends travel to in this time box. So basically, what the novel series is about is it's about, 2105, the 2105 series all in itself is about a group of furry friends who not only, they find this old box inside an old laboratory that's hidden inside an old factory that's been abandoned for years. The idea is they travel to other dimensions, then they form alliances because this guy Maxwell works for the Arhanian Secret Service. And basically his number one mission that was given to him is to find this box and destroy it at all costs. Meaning, basically, his goal is world domination, the Secret Service, not just him, but the Secret Service, the Arhanian Secret Service. Their mission is world domination at any cost, basically to rule every dimension at any cost. And that means by means of finding this box, destroying this box and its keys, so no one has access to it. And if nobody has access to it, Nobody can follow the prophecy of the Time Warriors to protect the dimensions. And if no one can protect the dimensions, then of course the Aharnian Secret Service will have all the will have access to every dimension possible. And if they have access to it, they control it. That's the goal here. I'm not going to give too much into what happens or anything like that, but that's the thesis of the story. Basically, our friends are supposed to stop Maxwell and the Aharnian Secret Service and try to keep the peace, so to speak, and to keep the... because the Aharnian Secret Service, they're basically my version of the Empire from Star Wars. I know it sounds like real copyrightish, but if you really think about it, the storyline kind of fits... That storyline kind of fits the Aharnian Secret Service. Their goal is to, but instead of ruling the galaxy, the Star Wars galaxy, they're trying to rule the entire, dimensional universe of Arhan, which Arhan is the dimensional universe in which our furry friends are traveling in this box. It sounds confusing right now, but once the first book is released, it'll all make sense. It will all make sense once the first book gets released, and it'll move on up the chain from here. Now, we're going to go ahead and go into the next segment and talk a little bit more about this. And then I'll see you guys around. Okay, so a little bit more about the about my author dream. So we're gonna go back to the past and zone on in. I've had this dream since I was 15 years old that I wanted to be a writer. You know, it was just this calling that would not go away. Well, I gave up on it for a while because, of course, it wasn't going anywhere. I tried publishing my works on Wattpad, didn't go anywhere. I tried publishing them, of course, online through Quotev, and of course, an asshole went and got me banned. I'm not going to say the name of this asshole. He knows who he is, and if he's listening, well, props to him. I try getting it out, like, through fanfiction, through Comiful, through fictionpad.com, and, you know, all these sites just try to gain a little bit of clout for the novel, try to gain a little bit of support for the novel series. And it didn't go anywhere, so I gave up on it for a while. Well, now that I am finally getting published, this was long before I was getting published. Now that it looks as though I'm getting published, I'm now going to have to continue committing to something, of course, that I love doing. I now have to commit to it. And that was part of the reason why I would rather do things through a publisher or a publishing house of some sort, not, you know, not through self-publishing. Because if I self-publish, I will not stay committed to writing my novels. You know, I'll be writing them one day, then I'll be off the next. And it's like, I have, you know, my motivation is slim. So if I can get it through, and I'm trying, that's the reason why I'm trying to get it through a publisher, it's so my motivation stays thorough. You know, instead of thin, I'll have a thick slob of motivation because I'll have people backing me up on it. And then I got to realize if I have people backing me up on it and helping me out, getting the word out about my book, getting it promoted. Of course, I did call up my mother like every proud mama's boy would do. I'll be honest, I'm not like one of those mama's boys that are like crazy fucking like letting her do everything for you. My mom does not do everything for me. I pay my own bills. I pay my own electric bill. I pay my own rent bill. I pay my own everything. My mother is not like that. She's not that fucking clingy. But I did call her up and told her about the novel and did ask her for her support. You know, like every son would do. You know, every son would do that. They'd be like, hey, mom. Or hey, dad. I am working in the works of a novel in a novel series. And it looks as though it's on the right track to being published. Is there a chance maybe you could give me a little bit of support here? You know, and they're totally fine with you asking that. You know, be like, hey, if you know anybody that's interested, hit them up. Say, hey, my son wrote a novel and I'm very proud of him for it. If you want to take a look at it, he'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy to, you know, hit you up with a copy, or we can take you over to Barnes & Noble to go get a copy, whatever, you know. It's just, the only reason why I called her was for the support. I wanted to see maybe she has any friends that would like to read my novels, any friends that would be interested. I think my novels are good, but that's just coming from the author's perspective as far as writing them. That is why when I share out copies and I talk to people like via Discord, or I talk to my girlfriend on, lovely girlfriend, I talk to her on Telegram. If I talk to my friends at work and say, you know, hey, would you like to maybe get a digital copy of this? I'd be more than happy to send you a hard copy. You know, and my girlfriend, of course, she was real supportive on this. She did give me some pointers. Like there was one part that was really vague. This was in my first novel. This was in One Way Forward. She pointed out that that there was one paragraph in particular that was really vague, and I understood that. So then I followed her notes and added to it. And then of course I sent it off to like my coworkers at work, my bosses at work, even the CEO that I work for right now. And they've all came together and said that they really enjoyed it. It's a start. They did some pointers like this paragraph's a little bit vague, or this sentence needs a little bit of adjusting, you know, and, you know, they give me like constructive criticism on top of the support. And that's what I like. You know, I want to hear back from the readers. I don't just want to write a novel and be like, and I think it's perfect, and then I publish it, and then it's like to my readers, it's crap. You know, that's not what I want. I want to write something quality. Like, I want something. I don't want just to write something for money. And that's not what I do. That's not why I write. That's not why an author writes. The purpose of an author is to write to tell a story. You know, not just to tell a story, but to share a message. Because as an author, we have a message to share. How are we going to share this message out? You know, or I sometimes write because I love writing stories. You know, stories are a great distraction from everything going on in my life, right? All the hell that I go through sometimes. So my question is, okay, I have a story to tell. How am I going to pursue with telling the story? Like, I have to plan out charts. Like, in a planning pad, I got at least 3 charts for One Way Forward, and I got at least almost maybe 8 or 9 charts for the first novel in 2105, which is Benediction. It's a lot of fucking charts. That's a lot of charts. But I have to do these charts because I have to know how the story is going to unfold, where it's going to unfold at. I have to do a chapter diagram of every single chapter so I know that I'm planning this out properly. Because if I don't plan it out properly, the novel's going to come out like shit. And let me just say, that's not what anybody wants. You know, we write for quality versus quantity. And if it takes a lot of planning. And I'll give you a little bit of piece of advice. Writing a novel is not easy. For those of you that are looking to write, maybe, hell, even write fan fictions even. You have to make sure that you thoroughly plan what you're writing. If you do not thoroughly plan what you're writing, it will come back and haunt you. It took me at least 2 years to plan 2105. I'm dead ass. 2 years after writing One Way Forward, I spent planning, which was my first novel, I spent planning the entire 2105 series. I wrote rough draft after rough draft on my computer. At first it was Benediction, then I changed it to War and Arhan. Then I was like, well, that does not make any sense. So I switched it back over to Benediction and kept it at Benediction. And Benediction is now the permanent name for it. So it's, and then I originally titled it Neo Shifters. And I was like, that did not ring a bell at all. It was absolutely stupid. So I decided to keep the same characters, of course. I'm going to spoil the main characters, Justin, Mike, Harry, and Trixie. I wanted to keep those main characters because those main characters were freaking amazing, right? But I did not like the title, the way I was titling these things. So it went from Neo Shifters to War on Arhan. Then it transitioned over to Benediction, and it stayed Benediction. See what I'm saying? And that's pretty much where it stayed. Now, I will say there is going to be 10 books in the series, which is going to be a lot of writing. A lot of writing. But I think personally it's going to be worth it, because this novel series, this is my not only my first novel series, but I feel this novel series is going to bring out the best in myself. So that's the purpose. That's one of the best things about writing, is it's going to bring out the highest level of patience. It really does. Writing a novel brings out the highest level of patience in a person. Between that and art, it brings out the highest levels of patience in a man or a lady. Anyone that suffers from that has patient issues or issues with patience, just practice simple drawing or practice writing a novel or writing a story. They take a long time for a reason. The fastest I've ever written novel was at least 6 months, and that was because, of course, at an alternative school, I didn't have anything better to do after getting done with classwork. So what did I do? Well, just whip out the novel, whip out the notebook, and get to writing. You know, I stopped writing for a while because I, of course, had issues going on at home. Family members wouldn't let me write. It just got real bad. Plus, I was also kind of distracting myself in the long run, too. But, anyway, I am gonna say this. I am putting this show on a hiatus. It's just to plan some things out, work out some kinks. I do not know when I will be back. It's going to be a while before I am back. But, it's like I said, I got some kinks to work out, and I've got a like I said, I'm working on a novel series that I've been working on for years, and this is a long time goal coming. But thank you guys for hearing me out. If you want to know when the book is to be released, you can check me out on my Tumblr page. I'll see if I can get a link to my Tumblr page and put it up here in the podcast. Podcast description, I don't know. I'll make sure, though. I'll try. But if you see it, please follow me on Tumblr. You can follow me on my TikTok, too, at A Train Stewie, and I'll have some updates there, too. about my novels as well. So if you're wanting to know when they're released, you'll find out when they're released. If there are any of you out there that want to celebrate the release, I am going to make a post on my Tumblr as well, which I will link. Make sure that I link right here in the podcast description. So if there any of you want to celebrate the release of my novel One Way Forward or the release of my novel series 2105, I'll show you guys maybe cover images. I'll share the blurb out or maybe a hard copy of my proposal so you guys can have a look at it. It's basically going to be a nice little media kit for you guys. I'm more than happy to give you a free media kit if you're interested in supporting the novel and supporting its launch. The media kit's going to include a copy of the proposal with the blurbs and with the entire blurb set and everything, copies of cover images, and of course samples, so you guys can, you know, maybe review it and be like, oh, this is actually good, or oh, this is terrible, whatever your opinion is. So I'm gonna have this media kit's gonna include a sample of the first three chapters. It's gonna include the proposal, which will show you the blurbs of all 10 novels, and of course the novel of One Way Forward, and then it's going to include copies of cover images as well. So you guys can, if you're looking to celebrate the launch or if you're looking to support the launch, that would be very, very much appreciated because I could use as much support as I can possibly get. But anyway, thank you guys so much for popping in. The show is going on hiatus for a little while so I can continue to plan out more and more of the season so we can hopefully start talking more about Paw Patrol and what this podcast is originally intended for and not off-topic stuff. Thank you guys so much for listening, and adios.